Well, once again, I wish all of you a truly blessed Christmas. Isn't the cathedral decorated so beautifully? And the music is superb. You even have me singing along with you. Thank you for this wonderful, wonderful evening. And thank you for your presence here tonight. You know, there are many, many emotions that are part of Christmas and Christmas Eve. Father Knott, who had been the pastor here a few years ago, he of course is celebrating a Mass now over at Holy Family that is called Blue Christmas Mass, recalling those families who have a death very close at hand. You know that poor child. One time, Archbishop Sheehan was preaching a sermon, and a mother got up with the child just like that, and he stopped her and said, "Ma'am, please don't leave. Your child is not bothering me." She turned around and said, "Your Excellency, thank you, but that's not the problem. You're bothering her." Allow me also to commend Father Michael as pastor. Thank you so much for your faithful service as pastor. We're very grateful, and Deacon Chris, for your working so closely with him. This is a very good time of the year for all of us to say thank you. But you know, there's nothing like having in your family a little child at Christmas time. And the excitement that Christmas brings. I used to love to go to bed as early as I could because I thought I would then get up as early as I can and get my Christmas gifts. I hope I'm not the only one who did that. An excitement about Christmas. But you know, when a parent or a grandparent takes a child to visit the nativity scene in the back of church, excitement is not the emotion. The emotion is wonder. The sense of wonder. How could we sing Silent Night without our hearts being filled with the sense of wonder? G.K. Chesterton, a wonderful writer, said one time that the gift of gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. It's happiness, but not just happiness because we're getting things that we wanted, but rather a happiness that is based on this sense of mystery and wonder, because tonight we celebrate the fact that the Son of God came among us as a human being in order to be our Savior. And so that sense of wonder is the first emotion that we ask God to fill our hearts with. There's a second opportunity, and that is Christmas is about teaching and passing on tradition. I was at a gathering recently, and I heard people talk about the food traditions that are part of their families, and I grew up with a similar such tradition. But our Holy Father had a wonderful example on December 1st, the first Sunday of Advent this year. He issued an apostolic exhortation or letter entitled, the Latin word is Admirabile Signum. The English word, it simply means an enchanting image. And you know what it's about? The nativity scene. He's encouraging all of us to get our own nativity sets. By the way, if you don't have one in your home, after Christmas sales are a gold mine for you. And in the process, he said something interesting. He said, wouldn't it be wonderful if the adults in the family shared their first experience of the Christmas nativity scene, their first encounter with Jesus. Wouldn't it be a wonderful way to pass on the tradition of our faith by telling our young people, you know, we'll probably be known as an age, unfortunately, that has not told enough stories. We don't tell people as much as we should about what it was like when we were growing up. I hear that bell ring, and if I'm still preaching and the bell rings again, I'm in trouble. But what a wonderful way for you tonight, or in the next few days, to share your experience of Christmas and the encounter with Jesus Christ that was yours. Perhaps it was your parents or your grandparents that gave you that experience, and how rich it would be to be able to pass that on to others. The word tradition, traditio, means to pass on one to another. Now there's a third image, and by the way, this is my last one for this sermon. And it comes from the prophet Isaiah. You probably heard it when the first reading was proclaimed. Isaiah is talking, this is 2nd Isaiah, this is the 62nd chapter. It's right at the time of the Babylonian captivity when everything was taken away from the Jewish people, especially and including the temple and their land and their homes. And he predicted this. He said, no longer, these are the word God spoke through the prophet Isaiah, no longer will you be called forsaken. No longer will you be called forsaken, but rather you will be called my delight. Someone who has experienced an addiction in their lives. And I know that virtually every family who's here tonight has a relative or friend who has been involved, if you yourself have not had to deal with an addiction. You know what it's like when someone experiences being forsaken, given up on. And for that person to hear announced to them, you are my delight, are the words of salvation. Pope John the 23rd, now a saint, back in the early 1960s, went to visit. Popes didn't go around too much in those days, but on Christmas Day he went to visit prisoners in a jail in Rome, entitled, it was called Regina Caeli, Queen of Heaven. And he spoke about the virtue of hope and how they should never give up hope, those who were incarcerated. And after the homily and the sermon was over and he was about to leave, one of the inmates came up to him and said, Holy Father, were those words of hope meant for me? Were those words of hope meant for me? Christmas is for you to allow the words of hope of our Savior to enter your hearts and to be renewed, to turn away from selfishness and sin, who of us doesn't need to do that, and to allow this Christmas to be a deeply enriching experience encountering the person of Jesus Christ. It's within that context that I ask each one of you to receive the message of Jesus Christ and to have a truly blessed Christmas. And you know, the gift that is given is not really received unless it is shared. And so to use that opportunity, if not tonight, then sometime tomorrow, to reach out and extend that gift of faith and that gift of Christ's birth with someone who needs to hear words of hope. Have a blessed Christmas.